We started a series, 3 weeks back, called Faith Wins. Faith Wins. And we're going to continue on with this. I've kind of broken down one aspect of this series into three different parts. And it's called The Battle Within. And this is part three of The Battle Within when it comes to faith and living in faith. And it is important that we understand what it is to live in faith. It is important that we have living in faith as an application in our life, that we do this normally, that this is normal life, this is regular. Because if you ain't living in faith, you're not really living. Amen. As a born-again believer, a disciple of Jesus Christ, if you're not living in faith, this isn't to be condemning, but I pray it's convicting. Because if we're not living in faith, we're not really living. Not to the extent that God has called us. Not to the intent that he has for our lives. And this is a little bit of a prep and wake-up call on this series to, honestly, the need to live in faith. You know, we could pretty much get by over the last few years and things are good and things. We've had some hiccups in our country, in our state, and in this world, but you know, that doesn't really affect us too seriously because we're Americans and we go on and, right? Things are normal and they stay normal and we go through hiccups and bumps and stuff like that and we don't really have a lot that we have to put faith for or faith toward. Oh yeah, the car might break down or we might have a family relationship go sideways or we might have a marriage divide, or we might have, you know, a job loss or something. We need to bring some faith into this to begin to see the victories that God has given us by grace. Because the victories are already there. Amen. Right? Amen. The promises are already ours, right? Amen. But we don't grasp them by faith. And the necessity for faith to take place in our lives is now. Amen. The necessity for us to see faith win, because faith does win, is now. Because we've already crossed over. It began last year. You all heard the messages. By the way, I've asked our staff and marketing person to bundle the messages together and put them right on the forefront of the website about last days living and are you ready, and then how to start and lead a Bible study, because I believe they're so necessary. It is important that we understand these things. Faith can't win if we don't apply faith. Faith can't win if we don't live in faith. Faith doesn't win if we don't believe God. And we absolutely need to believe God and be in faith. I mean, for real. There's no playing around at this anymore, folks. Is there?
No.
We need to be in faith. Stay in faith. Live in faith from now on. In ways that we have not really maybe exercised in our lives. I told you before, last year, I said things are going to smooth out for a little while. And then hell's going to break loose. Going to get a lot worse. And the groundwork's already being laid. So that you understand this. My heart as a pastor is to get you ready and help you go through it. I don't mean hold your hand through it all the time. I mean help you so that you can rise up and see the victories in your life. This is my heart for you. This is God's heart for every one of us.
Amen?
Amen? Okay. Faith wins.
Yep.
But we're facing the battle within. That's what happens to us. No matter what the world looks like, no matter what Mrs. Whitmer does, no matter what Joe Biden does, no matter what, faith always wins. Don't forget who's on your side. Don't forget who's promised you. Don't forget who's given to you his grace and his ability and all these things. And fear always loses.
Amen.
Correct?
Amen.
Okay. I want to make a little confession here today. You understand that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit. I make regular confessions in my life. I have for many years, and I have seen the transition into the miraculous over and over and over and over and over again in my life because I put faith to my words. And when I speak faith, out of my mouth, power is released. And my heart hears it and believes God. You know, and I see things change. They change. Not that I could do it, but what He does. All right? So, would you say this with me? Actually, I want you to stand up. Let's get some blood going and let's stand up. Being a part of a church is active, isn't it? Being a part of a body is active. Being a part of the moving parts of the body is active. If you would, say this with me. I'll start it, and I'll give you time to repeat it. But say this from your heart. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And say this, that's me. In Jesus' name. Follow me with this. Where I place my faith is where I see my fruit. If I'm not living in faith, I'm not really living. Faith comes from the belief of my heart. And I believe God. Faith requires an action on my part. Faith takes hold of the provision of God's grace to me. In Jesus' name. Things just changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you can sit down. Thanks, you all. Praise God. The title again of this message is The Battle Within. This is part 3. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. If you want to turn there, that'd be great. Or click, or finger your way through, however you're going to do it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Now, Paul is exhorting Timothy, kind of like what I'm doing today. He's exhorting Timothy, come on! He's not playing patty cake here. He's being real serious. And not for Paul's sake, but for Timothy's. But he's exhorting Timothy, and he listened to this, because this is what's behind this statement, this scripture. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Amen. And we're specifically and directly today teaching on fighting the good fight of faith. Yeah. And what does that mean, realistically? Well, the very first part of it was, we have to fight. When you break this down, first of all, we have to fight. Paul is telling Timothy, you got to fight.
Yes.
Boy, not everybody wants to fight. Not everybody wants to get in the mix and get their hands dirty. Not everybody wants to battle, or in the Greek, contend with what we need to contend with to see the victories, to see the promises become tangible. We don't want to do that. Not everybody wants to fight, but we've got to. It has to be a part of our mentality, part of our thinking, part of our heart. Fight! In order to fight, the very first, when you're entering into a fight, have you ever heard of anybody boxing or martial arts or, okay, let's make it even easier. Finishing high school, isn't there a preparation to go to college? How about when you go to the grocery store, don't you prepare by making a list? How about when you're, getting a Thanksgiving dinner ready, don't you kind of prepare for the family to come over? In everything that we do, that we enter into, there's some degree of preparation that goes into this. Do you know how many believers go into fighting the good fight of faith with zero preparation? Zero. And they haven't even made up their minds that they're going to fight. They haven't even made a decision that they're going to fight. This is a conscious decision. I'm going to fight. I'm going to contend. I'm going to battle in this good fight of faith. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to run, but I'm going to fight. And in order to fight, I've got to prepare. Now, we went through that last week. So when you go to the next step of this, Paul says to Timothy, first he says fight, and then he says the good fight. What in the world is good about a fight? Does that make sense? What is good about a fight? Here we go. It's because of what we get to learn and to gain through application and experience of the Word, the truth, the reality of who God is in our lives. It's what we get from it. It's because the fight is in righteousness. This is not our own fight. This is in righteousness, in truth, and comes from the intent of the Lord for you in victory. This is what happens. This is why it's a good fight. It's what we gain, what we learn by applying the Word, believing the Word, and staying there and staying steadfast in this. What we keep coming up against in fighting and in the good fight, this is what we run into us. We run smack dab into who we are. And we end up facing the battle within. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The battle within does get easier. I promise you this. The battle within does get easier. The reason it is a good fight is because of what it does inside of us, where the victory needs to first take place. The other victories are already done. But seeing those victories that God has promised, we need to get the victory in us.
Amen.
Make sense?
Yes.
So we're going to fight the good fight. Can we get those doors open? We're going to fight the good fight. Let me tell you some. This is not everything, okay? But let me tell you some of what you gain in fighting the good fight. You gain wisdom. You know, if we don't get wisdom, you know what the Bible says? We're foolish.
Yes.
Foolish in the Hebrew and in the Greek means stupid. Sorry, that's too blunt, but that's the reality. It means we're choosing one. But we get to gain wisdom, okay? We get to grow in confidence in the Lord, confidence, and His Word, and His ability through us. We get to learn what we know and what we don't know. Isn't that cool? It's like taking a test, you know? Anybody afraid of taking a test? Did you hate taking tests? Is there anybody that loves taking tests? Some? Taking a test, all it does is show us what we know and what we don't know. That's it. It's not that big a deal, right? Okay. So in the good fight, in fighting the good fight, we get to learn what we know and what we don't know. Otherwise, how will we know what we don't know? We get to learn what we actually believe in our heart and what we do not believe in our heart, because we get confronted with it. We get to get confronted face to face with us and what we actually truly believe. You know, remember what I said about mental assent. We can believe, we can get the information in our minds. And it's just information sitting there. But when it reaches the heart, where we really believe, we're either going to believe and latch on to it and stand, or we're not. That's the reality. We get to see what we really believe and what we don't. And when we find out that we really don't believe portions of the word, we have an area that we can work on. We have an area that we can grow in. But it shows us this. We get to know how to apply what we've learned. You know, a part of what we teach in this church, it's why we have classes, it's why we teach the how-tos. Every time we give a message, every time we try to tell you how to do this, so that you learn how to apply the word, or apply the point, apply the message. How are you going to do this? Application. But you have to learn the application. You gain the understanding of how to apply the word to see the victories God has promised by grace to you. We get to learn these things. This is why it's a good fight. Okay. You get to see visibly where your heart believes and where your faith is placed. If it's placed on you, if it's placed on the world, if your faith is placed on the circumstances, if your faith is placed on the feelings, if your faith is placed on the government, if your faith is placed on, you know, any place else but God, you get to see this. It builds assurance. This is a good fight. A good fight builds assurance of the victories. Each time you follow faith to win, not crafting your own best reasoning, but you follow faith to win. Your trust in the Lord deepens. You think, well, I trust God. No, it gets deeper. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper in fighting the good fight. Grace becomes evidence. Evidence is what you see, right? I mean, it's tangible. The grace of God, the favor of God, the ability of God in what he has already done becomes evidence in our lives. We learn that in fighting the good fight. We also gain a deeper discernment by the Holy Spirit. Our discernment gets sharper. Discernment, so that you understand, discernment is like, what was that detective show called? I call it a dead body show. It seems like CSI. Now, I don't think I've ever seen it. But I've heard about it and heard about it and heard about it. Oh, I saw it once. And I thought, oh, I don't need to see any more of this. So, CSI is all about investigating the reasons for death and what happened. All the details, right? It's investigation. Are we tracking here? Yes, it's investigation, coming to a conclusion of what the reality is. This is discernment. Your discernment sharpens. This is what you gain. You fight the good fight. Your hearing and obedience improve. Hearing God and being obedient. Hearing God and being obedient. I saw an article not too long, actually just this morning, somebody had brought in, I think you did, Pastor Jim, Rosie and I were written up in the Gospel Truth magazine about planting the church and starting things out. And when we came from Colorado, man, I didn't want to do any of this. None of it. I didn't want to plant a church. I didn't want to meet at a hotel. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to work for somebody. I wanted to minister. And I mean, that's what I wanted to do. And everything I didn't want to do, God said, I want you to do this. Everything. I mean, across the board. Now, Yeah, I did argue, debate a little bit. Not much. Because I know I heard him, and I knew his will. And to me, obedience also never fails. Because God's got the best plan.
Amen.
He always does. When you fight the good fight, you learn to hear God. You learn to hear his voice. You learn to hear him and tune into him much more sharply. And you learn obedience as a son or daughter because his way is always the best. Rather than tracking in our own way, our own self, our own path, learning his way is always the best. We can shut those now. We learn or we gain the understanding of when to rest in him and when to take action. This is all part of the good fight. We grow in spiritual maturity. This is a big deal. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of Christian babies out there who've been going to church for years and years and years and who've never applied faith to anything. That's not you. That was a good spot for an amen. That's not you.
Amen.
We get to grow in maturity. We get to grow up. We gain the truth of being more than a conqueror through him who loves us, who's already conquered for us. We're gaining all these things. This is why Paul said, fight the good fight. Timothy, fight the good fight. Because of all it's doing in you. I got four more things in this. We get to understand the need. And it is a need for us to discipline our bodies. Whoa. Nobody wants to do that one. We get to understand the need to discipline our bodies. Fasting, prayer. How about a routine of reading the word? Disciplining our bodies so that we're ruling our flesh, not our flesh ruling us. Remember, we're fighting a good fight. And this is why it's good. We get to understand the need to direct and rule our minds and our emotions. Do you know that you rule your mind and your emotions? 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Boy, a spirit of fear, that directly hits the emotions, doesn't it? But of power and love and a sound mind. And in the Greek, a sound mind is disciplined and self-controlled. It means you do it. God's not up in there working all the synapses and directing your thoughts. You do it. You've been given that power.
Amen.
You and I rule our emotions, but we get to learn, we get to understand how to do this. We get to understand how to bridle our tongues, to live in the victory. This is all part of fighting a good fight. And finally, we get to understand why we don't quit on faith. I can tell you over the years, and it's been many years, 15, 20 years now, of teaching healing and seeing the miraculous take place many, 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 many times. Seeing, teaching prosperity and seeing prosperity take place. Breakthroughs take place. Bang, 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 bang. Because this is not a problem for the Lord. He's already given it to us. Seeing deliverances take place. Somebody bound in some kind of sin and going, bang, it's like the chains come off and they're free. And they never go back to it. And on and on and on and on. But what happens is, if somebody is fighting the good fight of faith and they're getting there, the tendency or the temptation is, quit. Just quit. Give up. It's pointless. It's fruitless. Why are you doing this? Why are you continuing? Quit. And that is probably one of the biggest factors in fighting the good fight of faith that we need to pay attention to. Because the tendency, if we don't see an immediate miraculous breakthrough, is to quit. Let me give you these three scriptures because I'm going to do them quick. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren and sistren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Whoa, we're talking the need for faith. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience and endurance, perseverance. This is what you gain in the good fight. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. This is after. Now, I'm just deciding right now. I'm talking to the Lord. Do I have enough time to go into this? When you read Hebrews chapter 11 and you go through this great long list of this, we call it the Hall of Faith, right? All these conquerors in faith. I mean, they were nobodies. They had nothing. They had nothing to offer, nothing to give, nothing. I mean, nothing, pretty much nothing. And there were others that weren't even included in this list, like Elijah and Elisha. Jesus wasn't included on this list. His disciples weren't included on this list. And all the way through to you right now today, all these great warriors and conquerors in faith all faced this point of giving up. Everybody quitting. So Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, in context with chapter 11, says, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated and further lamed, but rather be healed. What the writer of Hebrews is saying is, don't quit. Don't quit on faith. Don't quit on faith. Because you're one of the warriors and the heroes of faith in that Hebrews 11 chapter, right along with everybody else. And finally, in Jeremiah 12, verse 5, Jeremiah 12, verse 5, Jeremiah was a prophet to Israel. Jeremiah had a hard life, hard time. Jeremiah was not like one of those prophets you like to see coming, or that Israel didn't like to see coming, because he spoke to Israel the truth and the reality of, you've got to change. Israel was a mess. They looked like the United States right now. You got to change. You got to hear me. God wants better for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to care for you. God has got more for you. Please turn from this garbage. Please. And they hated him. They rejected him. They spoke against him. And they put him in jail, and they put him in a well. And they did terrible things to him. And God said to him, Jeremiah came to the point, he says, I want to quit. I am so done. I want to quit on my faith in you, and I'm done with this job and what you've given me. But I'm done, Lord. And the Lord said to him, chapter 12, verse 5, Jeremiah, if you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted they wearied you, how will you do in the floodplain of the Jordan? Jeremiah, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. You've got the victory. Don't quit. You've got a purpose. You've got a role. You've got a call in your life. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit on faith. Don't quit on me. Don't quit on believing me and doing what I ask you to do. Don't quit on the victories that I have for you and what they're going to see through you. Don't quit. All of this is don't quit. And then Paul said to Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight. Fight, prepare. The good fight is good because of what you gain, how you get seasoned in faith. strong in faith. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Of faith, not flesh. Faith, not flesh, not works and performance, not self-reliance. Fight the good fight of faith. And that is faith in God. Nothing else, no one else, no other circumstance. Faith in God. Faith in God. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 is a short, short statement Jesus said before he went into teaching about the fig tree. He said, and this is, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the scripture and meditate on it. And you think, what is there to meditate on? It's pretty point blank and pretty direct. Have faith in God. Are you looking at the circumstances of what's coming? Where we've been and what's coming? What's being broadcast and the propaganda? Or do you have faith in God? And everything else is happening. I was talking with somebody this morning. Oh, I think it's over a third of all the Michigan businesses now are out of business because of all the shutdown. Because of the continued protective measures for us. No matter what's shut down, no matter what the next phase of anything is, no matter what happens in the inauguration, and I'm telling you, there's more stuff coming. No matter what happens, you have faith in God. Because everything going on is trying to pull your faith away from God.
Yes.
Have faith in God. You have an expected outcome by God. Never forget that. Mark 5, verse 36, Jesus was walking with Jairus, who had a daughter who was dying, and then she died. And they came and told him, and I can imagine Jairus' knees buckled when they said, your daughter's dead. Don't bother him. Don't bother Jesus anymore. She's gone. If I had been him, I know my knees would have buckled. And the piercing in his heart. And the emotions, the rawness of what he was feeling, knowing that she was so sick. I mean, that close to the edge and about to erupt. And Jesus turned and said to him, don't be afraid. Only believe in God. Don't be afraid. Only believe in God. Fight the good fight of faith in God. Staying in faith is intentional from the heart, and it's something that we must do. Faith wins every single time. If we're going to fight the good fight of faith, we're going to face the battle within. We're going to face all the conflict and all the rationalizing and all the insecurity, fear, stress, doubt, unbelief, circumstances, what we feed on. We have a choice to make. We're going to face the battle within. We're going to win the victory by fighting the good fight of faith. Or we're not. It's up to us. If you want to have the supernatural aspect in your life, if you want the reality of God's grace. If you want that, and who doesn't? I mean, who doesn't, really, right? And you go to push the faith button. What's going to be there? This doesn't mean that you're not going to mess up sometimes. It doesn't mean you're not going to fail sometimes. It doesn't mean that you're not going to struggle sometimes. What it means is you're going to fight the good fight of faith. You're not going to quit. You're going to keep going. You're going to gain and you're going to learn each time, but you're going to prepare each time as you go through this. You're going to fight the good fight of faith in you and you're going to see the victories. Then when you push the faith button, you're going to start seeing things happen.
Amen.
And things change that never would change before because you're fighting the good fight of faith and you're understanding what you're doing. This is why Paul said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith with all that he faced that we covered last week. Everything that he faced that was against him. The same human conditions we face right now. Fight the good fight of faith. Here's the converse of it. If we don't fight the good fight of faith, if this is not our intention, if this is not the intention of our mind and our heart, if this isn't it, this is what we get. Fear will be your constant companion. The promises of God will be elusive and hard to grasp. And the victories will be sparse. If we don't fight the good fight of faith. This is why I say, if you're not living in faith, you're not really living. If you're not fighting the good fight of faith, this is what we get to have. That is the reality. When Jesus returns, which coming soon,
amen,
will he find us fighting the good fight of faith and seeing the victories in our lives the way that he has intended, the way that God has intended, the way that he has purchased for us? Will he see that? I believe it. Because I believe that's your heart's. My heart. I believe it's your heart. Honestly, Rosie and I don't give a day. That didn't come out right. And that wasn't meant to sound like what it started to sound like either. I can't remember the last time I said something like that. Not a day goes by. Not a day that it doesn't require faith for us. Not one day. And it really is a reality for you too. But I believe the Lord and the Holy Spirit is making this much more real to each and every one of us now for our lives and particularly in these last days. Faith requires us to be internally rewired. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where we become a living sacrifice and we get transformed fully by the renewing of our minds. Okay, so how does faith win? Here's the wrap up. Number one, we have got to make, and listen to this, an irreversible decision in our hearts to fight and not run away. We're either going to confront whatever the circumstances are and be in faith, whatever they are, or we're going to run away. There really isn't any middle ground. Even if you're standing still, you're running. We're either going forward and confronting, or we're running. But we have to make, and I call this an irreversible decision. because it comes from our mind and our heart both. Number two, we have to prepare to fight. You can't go into this unprepared. It doesn't mean you're not going to be in faith from the get-go, but it means you're going to be, every one of us, we continually grow in our preparation. We continually get fine-tuned. All of us do. Nobody has got the end-all. Nobody but Jesus. But we're all making progress. Number three, identify what you learn in this good fight of faith. Okay, what have you learned so far? In your good fight of faith, what have you learned so far? What is it that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know right now? And don't try to overthink this. Right off the top of your head, these are the things that you know. Okay? Inventory those, because they're a part of what you've gained already. Number four, prioritize the battles within. Not every single thing you tackle at once. You don't hit all these things at once. You don't fight all these fronts. I don't know how it's said, but no smart general fights a war on two fronts. Well, you're the general of your life. How many fronts are you going to battle this battle on? Prioritize them. What's the most important right now? Identify them, prioritize them, where you're going to fight right now, and stay there till you make progress, and then go on to the next one. But you're going to keep improving and fighting the good fight of faith and seeing the victories. Lastly, stay in faith, not fear. It's your choice. It isn't anybody else's choice, but our own personal choice to stay in faith and stay away from fear, to stay out of fear. Fear is calling. Fear is calling, saying, please come. Come. Come to me. Come to me, all of you that want to be destroyed. Come to me. Come to me. Glue your eyes, your heart, your minds onto me. Listen to me. Be led by me, and I'll destroy your lives.
For sure.
Faith says, come and stomp on fear. And walk in the victories. And live above, not beneath.
Yep.
Don't quit. Don't quit. Quitting cannot be an option. Amen? Okay. That wraps up part three of faith. The battle within and faith wins. Next week, we're going to teach on the formulas of faith. And I'll leave you with that one. Would you stand with me? Does anybody need prayer? Anybody want to walk in faith? Anybody want to make a declaration of faith? Pastor Sean, you want to come up? Pastor Jim, you mind? Hallelujah. Let's make a declaration of faith. Will you say this with me? Father God, in Jesus' name, I will live in faith.
Live in faith.
I will see the victories.
See the victories.
I will
prepare
and fight.
And fight.
I will not run.
I will not quit.
I will see all,
see
the victories, and the promises you have for me be tangible in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, I thank you for this church, for these warriors, conquerors, men and women of faith. And I call them blessed beyond measure, favored highly. Victorious in life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If you need prayer, come on up here. Have a blessed week, everybody. I love you very much. See you next week.